Interlude. Coronet City, Corellia. Lightning flashes, and the fight continues. On the roof of the old Holoplex, against the backdrop of a bright, gaudy, ever-shifting billboard of advertisements, two men battle. They've been here for so long now, all sense of time has escaped them. They're tired, bedraggled, soaked by the rains that came through and have gone again. But they keep going at it. The older one, thick, slovenly, his body encased in loose, rust-red armor, his head swaddled in rain-sodden wraps, circles. Both of his hands up in club-like fists. A line of blood snakes from his nose, and he licks it away, then grins like a drunk.
"We can quit this charade any time, mate,"
Dengar growls.
"We can sit down, have a proper pint somewhere, talk over the agreement."
"No agreement," says the other man,
the one who calls himself Mercurial Swift. He's young, agile, no armor at all. Dark hair now plastered to his pale brow. In his hands, a pair of batons. He gives them a twirl.
"You gotta give this up, Dengar. You're reaching past the stars on this one. A fool's crusade."
At that, Dengar rushes in again, swinging fists like hammers.
Like he doesn't just want to punch the younger, faster man, but wants to pulp him like a fruit for his morning juice. Mercurial catches a fist to his collarbone, and pain shoots up his neck and down his arm. One of his batons clatters against the rooftop, splashing into a puddle. Mercurial cartwheels the other way. When Dengar moves to follow, the younger bounty hunter ducks and pistons the end of his baton in the gap between Dengar's armor plates, right into his ribs. The older thug howls and staggers back, clutching his side. His smile is somehow a scowl at the same time.
"Join me. You're good. You're fast, but dumb. Real dumb. Just look at you. Green is fresh Dohaki spice. You need a guiding hand."
"From you?" Mercurial asks with a coughing scoff. "I can't see that happening, old man."
Another flash of lightning. No thunder.
"Don't you get it? I got into this gig because I like being alone. I like the rogue thing."
He laughs, a curiously melodic sound.
"I didn't become a bounty hunter so I could join a club, eh?"
Dengar begins to circle again. Mercurial circles the other way, toward his lost baton.
"We've always been a club,"
Dengar shouts.
"Maybe that's what's been holding you back. Other hunters always scooping up the bounties before you, beating you to the punch."
There, at Mercurial's feet, the baton. He kicks it up into his hand.
"Ho, ho, ho. You think I've lost a step, huh?"
"Can't lose a step you never had."
Dengar guffaws.
"You little scrap muncher. I was putting away bounties while you were still in your space diapers."
"What's it say about you that you're still in your space diapers?"
"You don't like me much, do you?"
"You want it point blank? You're a strange, gross old man. Heart of the moon, truth on my sleeve. Nobody's ever liked you."
There. That got him. Dengar's like a crazy beast. You just have to wave the right bait in front of his nose to get him to charge. And charge he does, thundering forward like a starving pack animal. But then, at the last moment, he jukes left.
The older bounty hunter dives across the roof and tucks into a roll.
When he springs back up on the other side, he spins around and his particle array gun is in his hand, ready to scatter Mercurial's atoms across the flashing billboard. Again, the fight pauses. Mercurial with his hands up. Dengar on one knee with the wide mouth of the array gun pointed. This time they're silent. Tension drawn out like strangling cord. Lightning flashes again. Dengar's finger hovers near the trigger. The gun hums. Mercurial's hands tighten around the batons. Something is about to break. Something has to break. Or Dengar's going to shoot him. Mercurial's eyes flash to a nearby rooftop. His eyes go wide, his jaw slack. He summons the image in his mind and says,
Boba Fett!
Dengar wheels toward the rooftop, the gun barrel turning.
And that is Mercurial's opportunity. He flings one of the batons. It cracks Dengar on the top of his forehead as soon as he whips his head back around. As his skull snaps back, Mercurial is already leaping forward and driving a knee into the side of the old bounty hunter's face. Then an elbow against his collarbone, a baton against his wrist. The gun drops. Mercurial picks it up and jams the barrel under Dengar's chin. Just as fresh rain begins to fall, a spitting, flecking rain, Dengar winces.
You're good.
I've been told.
That trick back there. Maybe I have lost a bloody step, mate.
Mercurial shrugs.
I used to be an actor and a dancer.
No fooling, Dengar croaks. What turned you to this life?
The Empire doesn't much care for the performing arts.
True that. True that.
Dengar sniffs a bubble of blood back up his nose and sneers.
But all that's more to the point, isn't it? Things are changing now. Our profession is about to get marginalized, too. Those rebels won't put up with our special brand of sauce for too long, will they? That's why we got a band together. Form a proper union. We'll be a force to reckon with. We'll look all official-like.
I'll take my chances alone.
Dengar nods.
Okay, okay. You gonna kill me?
No bounty on you. Why bother?
You watch. That day will come. Bounties on the bounty hunters. We'll see it soon enough. Even in my lifetime. Just you watch.
Mercurial nods, takes the gun away.
Take care, Dengar.
Not likely, kid. Not bloody likely.